As we sit right around the mid-year mark, there are a couple of important agricultural issues that Congress has yet to take significant action on. One of those is the tax extenders bill that American Farm Bureau tax policy specialist Pat Wolf says is needed to reinstate a long list of tax provisions important to farmers and ranchers that expired at the end of last year.
We're already 6 months into the new year, and both the House and the Senate are on the slow path to enactment of the legislation we need to extend these provisions.
Those provisions include the deduction for conservation easements, the deduction for charitable contributions of food, and bonus depreciation.
Bonus depreciation helps with cash flow. It allows farmers to manage their tax liabilities, and it makes it easier for farmers to buy things they need to upgrade their operations and replace their equipment.
And while the House wants to make the expired provisions a permanent part of the tax code, Wolf says the Senate only wants to extend them for 2 years.
It's just really difficult to deal with a tax code that changes every year or every 2 years. But the Senate is dug in on their 2-year extension, and how they're going to figure it out, no one knows.
But most importantly, Wolf notes,
they need to get together and work out the differences so that we can have these important tax provisions now rather than later.
But it looks like later it will be. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has announced the tax extenders bill will have to wait until after the November election. According to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, this delay is due to Democratic unwillingness to allow amendments. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.